Let me talk to the men out there listening real quick. Guys, are you suffering from erectile dysfunction, fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, brain fog, sleep disturbances? Hey, low libido? Ask your girlfriend or wife. She'll let you know if you're suffering from that or not. That's sex drive. If you'll text my name, Clay, in all caps to 601-327-8550, 601-327-8550, Men's Health of Mississippi and the Clay Edwards Show are going to hook you up with a free testosterone screening. They're located in Madison, Mississippi at 120 Fountains Boulevard. You can check them out online, menshealthms.com. But one more time, text my name, all caps, Clay, to 601-327-8550 and get your free testosterone screening scheduled today. Enjoy the rest of this show.
All right, folks. Hey, we're back. And it is Monday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, this is your host. Who? It's Radio Strongman, Kim Wade. I am coming to you alive from WYAB 103.9 FM. Well, folks, we are back, and it is Monday. Made it through another weekend. Some of us did. There are still bodies yet to be found in the environments of Jackson. And, of course, actually, it appears from all news reports, and this is only the crimes that we know of, Jackson was relatively silent, quiet this weekend. Well, they did find a body down on Jefferson. That would have been the 27th. That was a weekend thing. But overall, the metro area things were quiet. A lot of activities going on out there in Rankin County, Brandon and Pearl. Pearl Day was on Saturday. Good turnout all around. Weather was cooperating. And then they had the festival at Brandon Amphitheater. And according to reports from our morning host, Clay Edwards, there was nobody killed, shot, minor police presence. People comported themselves and got in and out of the function without killing one another. So, maybe there's a lesson to be learned here. And, of course, it was pointed out to Clay, hey, we in Lynch Street Festival, did anybody get shot? Oh, okay, well, right on then. Hey, we got through it out of Moida. That's an improvement. But anyway, and then that's it. Don't adhere to there was something going on down in Port Gibson, and they didn't have any incidents down there, big crowd. Well, that's good. That's good. You people are listening to the strong man. Behave. Okay? But anyway, a good time was had by all, you know, and that's my vision, that the whole metro area will be popping. This whole notion where Jackson is trying to be just Jackson, or we in all blacks, man, screw that old foolishness. No. We're going to go with the activities that people want. Ain't nobody clamoring for more black crap, but the folks who make a living off that. So, we're going to go with the regional, Jackson regional metro type approach to developing the area here. Because it's always the metro area when City of Jackson needs somebody to bail them out from their bad management policies. But that's another show, which actually is going to be the next show. But anyway, folks, it is an open forum here. Our number is brought to you by our good friends over Complete Exteriors, Roofing and Gutter. Rain came in on yesterday, came in hard too. Came in real hard yesterday. If you have leaks and roof damage, get your first, second, or third estimate from our good friends over Complete Exteriors, Roofing and Gutter. The number over there is 326-2755, Erico 601. And, of course, if you want to go online and schedule your own appointment, go to CompleteExteriorsMS.com. Click on Contact and send them your info, and they'll get you on the rotation. So, anyway, folks, it is an open forum. Got a few things we want to discuss with you, the highs and the lows of what's going on since we last came together here. And we hope you're all out there with your pencils and papers. That would be you, Donut Head, and the crew taking notes. The boy's a little slow because I got to repeat things for him. But I do it because that's the kind of guy I am, you know. But aside from that, President Donald J. Trump, more proof is coming out. Of course, mentioned this earlier when his home down in Mar-a-Lago first got raided, and they showed the photos of all the documents on the floor. I said, that's staged. And turns out it was staged. Forensics of the photos taken there show that there was that picture had been photoshopped. There had been documents added to the pictures that were taken there at Mar-a-Lago. Why would the FBI tamper with it, or the DOJ tamper with evidence? So the president's going to get vindicated. That case is probably going to get thrown all the way out. I see Judge Cannon just letting them go through the motions. And that's one thing I've learned about the legal process. You can be right. They'll still make you grind on through the darn thing rather than shutting the BS down, unless it's Senate Democrats who want to shut down impeachment hearings for, impeachment trial for Moriakis, whatever his name is, of the Homeland Security. They just said, no, we ain't going to do that. We're not going to hold a trial. And they don't care about, hey, man, this has never been done before. Yeah, well, we're doing it now. This is why I keep saying, man, sometimes it's just, you know, there comes different times in the history of a nation, the history of a person, people, you, I, when you just got to let them nads hang, bro. You got to let them know. And yeah, you're going to get all the usual suspects calling on you to and making appeal to your better angel. Screw that. It's pain time. Game time is pain time. And do it, because years and years and years from now, when history is read and written and read, people are not going to know all that. They're not going to care. All they know is that you got the W. So, not that anything goes, but there are times when anything has to go. And it's that uncertainty that keeps people in check. That's why when you hear me refer to having to show your red baboon booty, there come time for that. I'm all for the sweet lips and sweet talk and all that. That has its place. But this is what I've learned. Now, this has just been my observation. My observation. Speak for no one else. The George Patton types, the folks who known to use crude or vulgar language on occasion, those people basically are, my experience has been, those people you can trust more than you can trust those people. Oh, I've never heard a curse word or utter a cuss word since I got, okay, yeah, I know. But there's certain areas and there's other areas of your life that you're probably coming up short, and it would leave me short if I depended on what you're telling me. But that's just my observation. Now, you may have your own, reason for, you know, maintaining the proper language, et cetera, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying that as a betting man, if I had to put my lunch money on it, you'll sell us out. I found out the folks with a little mud on their shoes and tires are the ones who will go off-road to save the lamb, save that one sheep. Those other folks, they too busy trying to get into heaven with all their rectitude intact, wrapped in their virtue. And ain't nothing wrong with that. That's what you want to, if it's only about you being saved. I understand that, dog. Hey. I ain't mad at you. I don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. I'm just saying. My observation is that that's too narrowly focused for me. You know, I just think that we do have an obligation to our fellow man. And it ain't just to feed them from sun up to sundown ad nauseum till they die off. No. But not to turn your back on them in their hour of need. But when their hour of need turns into days, weeks, months, and years, and on and on and on forever. Now it's time to step in and put a little bass in your voice. Say, well, where are we going with this hoss? Now, you acting surprised that you get that energy bill every month. I'm shocked, I tell you. I didn't know they were going to. You sitting here with the air on, with the door open. You got it like that? Well, not anymore if I got to help you. I just think we're at a time now, folks, that, hey, it's time for everybody to stand and deliver. What is that movie, Stand By Me? Stand and Deliver, dog. Are you on that stuff? But anyway, that's a little rant there. But President Trump, if you look at the photos that they took one down at Mar-a-Lago, you notice they made a great effort to show document pages that had nothing on it other than top secret cover letters, if you will. See, that's what they wrote in the subpoena. They said all documents that are classified. That means every sheet of paper. So what has been discovered with the pictures that were flashed across the world when they raided his home was the fact that the briefings and the papers that the president would have gotten would not have borne those markings that were in the photos. That means they brought those documents with them. A lot of little subtle things that only people who handle top secret documents at the president's level would know. The colors that were used, the paper clips or no paper clips, staples or no staples. Then they showed the photoshopped aspect of it, showing where the pictures that were taken, once you take the layers off, see, when you're photoshopping something, you're basically putting layers on top of a photo or adding layers or taking them away. And they were, see, that's how Brock's birth certificate got skewered. When they took what was submitted digitally by Brock himself for public scrutiny and review as if it was the original, certificate of birth, live birth. And when they looked at it, this thing had different inks, they had different fonts, different typesets. The word typeset, the words that were typed came in different layers when you took the lamination, basically took them apart, lifted them up by layers. You could see how the document was constructed. They didn't have that technology back there when the old bomber was born, created, whatever. So it's only those who want to believe the lies who are believing the lies. So this is on top of the fact that Jack Smith's authority as special prosecutor is being questioned in the document case down in Florida before Judge Cannon. And the whole case is probably going to get thrown out on that, regardless of what the Supreme Court says on immunity. And once the case is thrown out for Jack Smith, and Jack has no authority. He has no controlling legal authority. Merrick Garland could not dispatch to him or give portfolio to any notion of being a special prosecutor. None. There's no legal basis for it in law. So when that case, when he goes down in flames for that, the case in D.C. goes away. Now the case in New York City with Alvin Bragg, the prototype Negro, the Harvard grad, the one who was coon-dogged to go after Donald J. Trump, the track and tree, the greatest president this country's ever seen, ever, probably ever to be, given that our country's on the verge of collapse. So it looks like Alvin Bragg is saying, see, he has never revealed what is the underlying crime that President Trump has committed. He's making inferences and suggestions before the jury that the crime was money laundering and fraud. And that by allegedly paying Stormy Daniels or whoever paid Stormy Daniels, and the money subsequently came from Trump. Because they were first trying to suggest that he was trying to influence the election, and that's why he was trying to keep Stormy Daniels from having her story told. Well, as it turned out, the date of so-called money entry of note in the financial records of his business corporation occurred in 2017. He was already president. And so now they're saying that the money that was allegedly paid to Stormy Daniels, and there's no evidence that Trump paid a dime or had anything to do with the paying of money to Stormy Daniels. They're trying to say that Michael Cohen and the Inquirer guy were leading the conspiracy on behalf of Trump to do things for Trump that he never asked to have done. And in fact, from the testimony of Mr. Becker, was done without the knowledge of Mr. Trump, as was testified to a couple days ago. But again, justice and fair play is not anything these Negroes are interested in, because they have been told by those evil white Democrats, the one who Elijah Muhammad, I believe, was referring to when he called them white devils. Alvin Bragg, that's who he's coon-dogging for. So lying ain't nothing for them to do. But the God that I serve is able to deliver Donald Trump from that, or make him stronger as a result of the challenges he's facing in that lion's den up there in New York City. I'm believing there's going to be one juror who can say, no, we're not convicting the Don. Not today. Not here. Not in this trial. I see a hung jury coming. Alvin Bragg will be disgusted, dejected, crestfallen. And I would have told you once again, don't ever doubt Mike, Radio Strongman. Let's take a quick break. Our number is 601-879-0002. All right, folks, we are back, and it is Monday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. And it's your host, it's Radio Strongman. And Radio Strongman would like to remind you, his buddy and good friend, Gerald Sid, the AC doctor, stands at the ready to help you with all your heating, air conditioning, HVAC needs. That's right. You know, your comfort is their concern. That's why when they come out and do a service of your unit, folks, they're trying to determine, why isn't this unit performing optimally? What's the problem here? Because when it's performing optimally, you should not have to be jumping up and down all day long adjusting the thermostat to your comfort. That's why your comfort is their concern. They can give you all the tips, the inside baseball, on how to get the maximum performance so that system will last. Those units, you know, if you think about it, the average unit is going to last about 15 summers. And they should last longer than that if you take care of them. That's where the AC doctor comes in. Give them a call, 601-706-4551. 601-706-4551. You're not saving any money by neglecting your annual inspection and checkup on your units. I'm telling you, real talk, homie, real talk. What do I have? I have a Lennox. And how old is it? I guess it's coming on 15 plus years, I guess, seems like. And it's still blowing and going. So, again, there is a method to the madness, and they can help you out. Our good friends, Gerald Sitt, the AC doctor, and his crew. Now, Gerald has gotten off all his diabetes meds. I was looking at his Facebook page there, and I think he's on some kind of meat and vegetable just diet or whatever. I see him cooking steaks all the time. He's got them displayed there on his Facebook page. So if you are also battling diabetes, ask him about his journey in that regard. And his lovely bride is a pharmacist, so she knows, you know, the both sides of the aisle as it relates to, homeopathic and whatever, regular stuff. But anyway, he's a good resource, and he can answer based on his personal experience. But anyway, enough of that there. We were just talking about the Don is going to be okay. This is the scenario that the deep state is facing. Their game plan was to be able to say that Trump's legal woes were the reason why so many people abandoned him. Now you got all these people who are joining him, and they're trying to figure out, how can you steal an election if you got to double the amount of actual voters who would vote in the election in the excess of those who are registered. Now, you can get by in a couple states or district, like they did up in Michigan. They had more registered. I mean, they had more people voting. You know, Wisconsin, they had more people voting than who were registered to vote in the state. This is the reason why, you know, the whole 10-day certification thing. Folks, that's the linchpin right there. If you can change the formula for the 10-day certification, just saying, no, The only way the votes could be certified is that all the documents has to be made available to the complaining party within the 10-day period. You can't say, oh, we can't get this and we can't get that. In that case, then they'll certify. But because incumbents are sitting in the catbird seat, they're not interested in election reform. They're not interested in voting machine reform. But anyway, having said all that, just letting you know, folks, a second Joe Biden term, folks, you have not seen evil. Our country cannot withstand the influx of all these illegals. The FBI had their new raised brigade out this weekend in Virginia. They were marching, was it in Jamestown, one of those iconic cities. And you know they were FBI government agents. All you have to do is look, they all had on uniforms. They all had on matching pants, matching masks, all their signs, flags. I mean, it's just like, hey, why don't you just wear your FBI badge? I mean, cut the crap, dude. One thing about patriots, Christian patriots and rednecks, my people, people who love this country, we don't wear masks. We want you to look in our little beady eyes. We want you to smell our breath when we stand on the tip of your shoe. Yeah, is there a problem here? So when you saw those people marching and they got everything made up, uniforms, that's just like if you see a group of melanated people and they protest and then all the signs are spelled correctly and neat, printed. Oh, some white folks involved with that. Oh, you can believe that. Baby. Because if it were us, it'd be like on signs Kenny Stokes be putting up on the telephone poles. Look like they hand-painted by the five-year-old. But anyway, y'all know I'll be right about this stuff. But no, that was the FBI out there marching in Virginia. They're trying to create this. Because listen, they're trying to create this narrative that the Trump supporters and the MAGA supporters and the Christian patriots and rednecks are so angry. Folks, we don't march like that. We don't do that. We don't do that. That was just too over the top. That was put together by some liberals within the government on how they perceive Trump supporters, Christian patriots, and rednecks. And then they all got, look, everybody's covered up. That's stuff that the left do. And the reason why you know it's the FBI doing it, because the FBI ain't trying to find out who was there. They don't care. Because it's them. This is why, folks, going into this next year, going into the election, oh, Chicago going to kick it off. I'm telling you, they going to light it up there in Chicago. Those homies up there are not happy campers. But they voted Democrat. I feel sorry for them, but I don't feel sorry for them. Screw them. They won't take counsel. They could have listened to the strong man online. But no. So now they're upset that the amigos are coming in from south of the border, taking their jobs. And I don't blame them. Look, don't folks work hard. I ain't got no problem with somebody who want to work. Now, I understand all the other stuff about how long we've been here, yada, yada, yada. Folks don't care. Son, you done got moved about your seat. You got Shaquille O'Neal's shoes up under your bed. Yeah, she cheating on you. And you might as well sit the key on the mantelpiece and keep it moving, Hoss. Because you can't come behind Shaq now. I'm just telling you that now. Keep it moving. You done messed up. You done played yourself. But having said that, that was Ray's brigade that you saw out there. And you're going to see more of it as they try to instigate fighting in the streets of America. And if Biden were to get a second term, Hoss, it's all bets off. And to the enemies of Joe Biden, which is anybody who love God, love America, Hoss, you thought that your sweet lips, you thought that your willingness to try to, can't we just dialogue and get along? These people are going to be merciless. And I'm going to have the same thing that I have for them, black folks up in Chicago complaining about the migrants. I'm going to have the same thing for all you hand-wringing rhinos or whatever you call yourself, Jeff Session Christians out there. When Biden's Justice Department and Biden's government show you no mercy. Now, you got to remember, all the discrimination went on with the USDA and all that started under white Democrats. And who you think getting ready to take back over, or who has taken over the government? The same folks that deny the black farmers they do? It's the same people. But see, they got you gassed up because they shared a soda pop with you. Oh, man. I thought they didn't like me. No, it's not a whether or not they like you or not. You just a garden tool. But anyway, and folks, I'm not going to be found wrong on this. I'm not Nostradamus. I'm not Negro Damas. I'm not Thomas Damas. But I understand human nature. And we done got played. The American people, like I said before, all you thought that you're going to be able to get away without having to decide which side you're on, what you're going to do. I say you got about a year, Hoss. I think you got about a year. Now, the deep state is preparing in the event that Trump were to win the election. They're putting all these booby traps and trip wires up and down the government in case he returns. My thing would be ignore them. Just like they ignore all the rules on the books, ignore them. Because they are setting it up where we have to fund the Ukrainian government for 10 years in the war against Russia. And that the next president will not be able to cease the funding of it. In other words, the Ukrainians get their check on the 1st and the 15th, and we get nothing. Folks, that's what I keep saying. It's time to get them. We ain't got nothing to lose at this point. We may as well go for broke. And, of course, you have the FISA being reauthorized, and they're going against the American people. You got to understand, folks, they have the authority to do this thing given to them by other crooks and criminals. Whether or not we allow them to enforce that is going to be whether or not we're afraid to die. Our number is 601. It's 879-0002. Brought to you by Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. Complete Exteriors MS.com. Let's take a break. All right, folks, we're back. Hey, now more than ever, Advantage Business System, folks, you businesses out there, your numbers are getting tight, inflation's going through the roof, salaries are going through the roof, you're trying to hang in there, trying to hang on. One of the things you can do is eliminate the uncertainty that comes with having a system that collapses on you. Voice over IP, internet, scanners, printers, computers, anything that makes your office run, particularly those more critical items. If you just need those covered by a technician, well, Advantage Business System's been around since 1976, maintaining that critical office equipment for businesses who cannot afford to be down long, certainly not long, all day long. And if you need somebody who can handle interfacing with the various vendors, because if you have internet problems, then you're going to have people saying, no, the problem, your card reader's not, your printer's not reading, it's not picking up and all that. You need somebody who can understand, and folks, they do all that. They can do it remotely. And when remotely is not enough, folks, they got a technician on site who will sit there and work the problem through to its end. While you can handle your personnel, keep them from sitting around riding the clock, again, they're worth their weight in gold. And hopefully you don't have to use them, but when you do, you realize how valuable that contract has been. So, again, that's Advantage Business System, ABSMS.com. And we also like to mention their companion business every time we mention it. Advantage Businesses, and that's PeopleLease. PeopleLease help businesses, you know, in any business that you're in, there's always going to be an aspect of the business that you just, it's not your long suit. In many businesses, it's HR, it's payroll, it's workman's comp, vacation time, complying with all the regulations from DOL, Department of Labor, and the Mississippi Treasury and the U.S. Treasury, all those. Well, that's what PeopleLease do. For going into their fourth decade, all over Mississippi, all over the Southeast, they've had customers who, again, they handle all that for them. So when an employer call you and say, hey, I didn't get all my overtime, you don't have to spend all day doing that. Then go call PeopleLease directly, and they will handle it, resolve it, and you can just move on with your life. PeopleLease, PeopleLease.com. If you want to give them a call directly, 601-987-3030. 1-800-875. PeopleLease, PeopleLease.com. All right. Here's the deal. What's going on with our beloved President Donald J. Trump? The Supreme Court heard oral arguments, and it looked like they're going to have to grant him some kind of immunity because now Joe Biden realizes that the state of Texas can take him to court personally for what he's not doing on the border and all the laws that he's ignored that President Trump put on the books, all the laws that were already on the books regarding immigration that he's ignoring. If they come out and say, oh, state attorney generals can come after you, he's going to have a problem. In fact, so much of D.C., and see, this is what they have done thus far. The Department of Justice and the evil uniparty, Democrats and Republicans, have been using the courts in D.C. that's heavily populated with Democrats and Democrat heads. So they were pretty much assured a guilty verdict against any conservative. Well, based on this possible Supreme Court ruling, then the red states will have their turn at bat. Then the Barack Obamas be sitting on the trial jury somewhere in a conservative county there in Texas, looking crazy. So it cuts both ways. This is why I keep saying, folks, all you need to do is be patient. Realize that God is in charge. He's able. But a lot of folks don't want to pay and don't want to tarry until he gets here or until he performs. And he may perform after you're gone. So while they're trying to get Trump, they're going to bring down themselves. They've exposed themselves. And this is why I keep saying, if you couple that with some Christian courage right along through here, or we can rout these people. And I'm going to be honest with you. I would have no problem seeing some folks being strung up with piano string for their crimes against the American people, the American dream, against God and his commandments and ordinances for all of humankind. I had no problem. It's no different than voting them off the island as far as I'm concerned. You hang them and give them a fair trial, or give them a fair trial and hang them. I don't care what order you do it in. But this is what's coming down as a result of their efforts to get Donald J. Trump. And he continues to stand, not fold, not bend, not complain. He's taking it like a man. And he's beating them back. So we're going to see how this is going to turn out. Also, on the national level, as it relates to the FISA court, is going to be specifically going after the supposedly those who are involved with the protests, what's going on over there in Israel between Hamas and the Israeli government. So you know how that's going to work. They're going to get anybody who's an enemy of Joe Biden's administration policies. So the Hamas, pro-Hamas folks are out there rioting and acting a fool. They're only doing it because the government's allowing them to do it. They ain't did it in all these years. They're doing it because our government is behind this. They want this to happen. Just as they wanted Antifa and BLM to happen. They don't let anybody else walk around with masks on without pinging their cell phone and every cell phone that's in the area where they see these people wearing the mask. So this is what I keep saying, folks. These are not your friends. You may think I'm your enemy because of what I'm saying to you. I'm just going to tell you, you'll be saying later on, dang it, he was right again. And all you had to do was just look around for yourself and see what's happening. But no, no. We'll see. Tomorrow, folks, we're going to have some special guests in here. I think we're on the line. They're not going to be able to drive in. The schedule won't allow them to drive in, but it's going to, I think it's going to be uplifting and encouraging for a lot of you. Some of you may bring back some memories. But I think you're going to enjoy it tomorrow. Just keep in mind, I'll hold off announcing who it's going to be until we get them on the line. But this has been a little while in the making, trying to get them available to come on and give us an update on what's going on with them and their loved ones. So we're looking forward to that on tomorrow. Also, here in Mississippi, the governor, going headed to the governor's desk is a new formula for funding education here in Mississippi. It is loosely based on the Inspire Act. Basically what it does, the old program MAEP is being replaced with this, I guess you call it the Inspire Act or something similar to the Inspire Act. And basically it's going to give more criteria from which state funding, in other words, right now state funding for these schools under MAEP, if my understanding is correct, and I can be corrected, is that each child is due X number of dollars per head for being in the public school system. And here they're going to define it also kids with special needs and other angles of it that's going to help people get more out of their tax dollars that's supposedly going for public education. So if you have a child in public schools and he wants to be a furry, as they call them on animals, they'll get a special dollar cap for that. I don't know. I'm probably being facetious at that, but the bottom line is they're going to make it available for a more diverse group of kids in terms of every child doesn't have the same needs educationally. And we want a hat tip to a Mississippi Center for Public Policy, Mississippi Americans for Prosperity, the Empower Group, that's Grant Collins' group over there, and all those who worked on behalf of that, getting that done. The Empower Group, they're the ones who are also advocating for more monies to be made available for people who've been incarcerated and all that. I kind of have mixed feelings on that, but I can't drop salt on Empower Group or Grant or the group work over there because they are working it from both ends. They are trying to solve the educational bottleneck that's causing these kids to end up in the government institutions like Parchman. So, you know, they are essentially putting their money where their mouths are. So I hat tip to them. These are the groups that a member of the Black Caucus, Robert Johnson, and Derek Simmons says they have problems with because of their non-support for public education down through the years. Now, these are two individuals. In the case of Robert's been down there a number of years. It ain't like you guys are burning up the road on making things better in the educational arena. In fact, I can't see where you guys have any ideals, anything offered in the hopper. Now, you have, you know, salient points to be made when bills are suggested for educational reform or improvement. But it ain't like you come in there with no new ideals. And black senators and representatives, their school districts are the worst ones. And yet every year they come down there with no offers, no suggestions. And I just find that unusual. I think it's concerning, actually. Our number 601, it's 879-0002. Let's take a break. All right now, folks, the final few minutes of the first hour of the Kim Wade Show. Last Friday, I didn't get to finish Tom Smith Land and Homes. Tom had a listing that I want to tell y'all about. I didn't get to it on Friday. I need to mention it. Anytime you hear me mention a Tom Smith ad, you can always go to TomSmithLandAndHomes.com and then click on the county. It's going to bring up all the information on that listing, be it land or residential houses, etc. But here's one that I thought was pretty interesting. What caught my eye is that I saw this Texas Longhorn cattle on the property up here. They've got 35 acres in Holmes County that's available right now at the low $469K. But here's the deal on this here. This is why I thought it was kind of cool. It's got a, come on now, don't do me like that. It has a 35 acres residential farm in Holmes County near the Elkhona community. Cozy. It has a 2,000 plus square foot 4-bedroom, 2-bath detached home with a 3-car garage with upgrades completed in 2013, paved road frontage for easy access, fenced and cross-fenced. Oh, come on, man. Why y'all want to do me like that? Yeah. It has a horse barn with concrete floors in it, 4 stalls, a tack room, feed area, has a 72 by 100 metal storage barn, a 30 by 48 metal shed. This is a nice working little farm for somebody. And 35 acres, it's got everything in. If you just want to do it on the weekend, it's got a house on there. TomSmithLandandHomes.com. That's Tom Smith, has that listed. And you can call him at 601-898-20. Nope, that's my number. Yes, it 601-898-2772. Tom Smith, Land and Homes. That's my fault. All right, folks, we're back, and it is Monday. Glad to be back here in the studios. And that last listing I told you about from Tom Smith Land and Home is actually Bruce West is the listing agent on that. Need to get it straight here. And here's another one just while we're on it. Out there in Brandon, Mississippi, David and his lovely bride Haley Belden has this house listed. 659. Let me give you a little bit about the amenities on that one. And the reason why I'm doing this because I didn't give Tom his due on Friday in my estimation. Okay, this is located in Rankin County, almost a 3,600 square foot home, 3 bedrooms, 3 bath, open floor plan, well-appointed kitchen, meticulously renovated bathrooms, beautifully landscaped yard, pool, fireplace, carefully maintained, loaded with extras. The back porch is in the backyard. Excellent community, top-rated schools. And, folks, you're going to love it. It's there in Rankin County. What's the name of this subdivision? It's kind of... It's 210 Planters Grove in Brandon. And this is a beautiful home here. So you might want to check it out at TomSmithLandandHomes.com. Click on Rankin County. The listing agent is Chris and Haley Belden, B-E-L-D-E-N. Their number 601-898-2772. All right, folks, it is an open forum here today. You know, I get a lot of material sent to me, and this was sent to me by one of our listeners. And I think I'm going to, put it into the lineup to play just to kind of remind us. This is one of the approaches that I would use to restore Jackson, because so much of what's wrong with Jackson is not tied to money. We're spinning our wheels on a whole lot of crap where we just don't want to hurt people's feelings, or, you know, we just don't need to hassle or whatever. And, you know, of course, here in Mississippi, we have our long storied history with civil rights and race relations, yada, 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 ad nauseum. Well, here's a little something that I think we need to hear. And this is what I'll be repeating, because I've been saying some of the same things down through the years. But I will be saying this on the campaign trail. Mr. Producer, if you would, this is a clip came off of what, TikTok or YouTube, Instagram, someone on. One of them folks. All right, listen to this, my peeps.
They're thinking about their children, their families, their communities, their education, their husbands, their wives, and their neighborhoods. That's who they should be thinking about. That's who Asians are thinking about. They ain't thinking about you. I had a very good friend of mine say to me not long ago, he said, George, I know black people's problems. I said, oh, really, Bob? What's black people's problem? He said, you spend all your time thinking about us, and we don't spend any of our time thinking about you. So if you ain't thinking about you, and we damn sure ain't thinking about you, who's thinking about you? White folks are not thinking about us. You know who white folks are thinking about? They're thinking about their children, their families, their communities, their education, their husbands, their wives, and their neighborhoods. That's who they should be thinking about. That's who Asians are thinking about. They ain't thinking about you. I had a very good friend of mine say to me not long ago, he said, George, I know black people's problem. I said, oh, really, Bob? What's black people's problem? He said, you spend all your time thinking about us, and we don't spend any of our time thinking about you. So if you ain't thinking about you, and we damn sure ain't thinking about you.
Folks, that needs to be played. We're going to be playing that a lot. Mr. Producer, play it one more last time before I make my commentary, sir.
I said, oh, really, Bob? What's black people's problem? He said, you spend all your time thinking about us, and we don't spend any of our time thinking about you. So if you ain't thinking about you, and we damn sure ain't thinking about you, who's thinking about you? white folks are not thinking about us. You know who white folks are thinking about? They're thinking about their children, their families, their communities, their education, their husbands, their wives, and their neighborhoods. That's who they should be thinking about. That's who Asians are thinking about. They ain't thinking about you. I had a very good friend of mine say to me not long ago, he said, George, I know black people's problem. I said, oh, really, Bob? What's black people's problem? He said, you spend all your time thinking about us, and we don't spend any of our time thinking about you. So if you ain't thinking about you, and we damn sure ain't thinking about you, who's thinking about you?
There you go. See, that's the cold water of truth that needs to be thrown on folks. We're wasting all this time and resources and money and lives and opportunities with these whining folks who want somebody to care and don't nobody care. Hell, you don't even care. So it's time to break it up at the door. It ain't no racism, ain't no white supremacy. All this old crap about white nationalism, Christian national, that's just, those are just buzzwords they give you because you don't want to pick up the plow or the shovel or put your hand on the plow and do what needs to be done to have a successful life. Pound sand. Regardless of your color, pound sand. Ain't nobody thinking about you. You think too highly of yourself. You're full of self-esteem and it's unearned. And you have nothing. If you had as much accomplishment as you had self-esteem, you wouldn't be in need of things. You are a basket case emotionally. Play it one more time. One more last time. Then we go to our callers. Listen, people, black and white, listen. This is a black man talking.
White folks are not thinking about us. You know who white folks are thinking about? They're thinking about their children, their families, their communities, their education, their husbands, their wives, and their neighborhoods. That's who they should be thinking about. That's who Asians are thinking about. They ain't thinking about you. I had a very good friend of mine say to me not long ago, he said, George, I know black people's problem. I said, oh, really, Bob? What's black people's problem? He said, you spend all your time thinking about us, and we don't spend any of our time thinking about you. So if you ain't thinking about you, and we damn sure ain't thinking about you, who's thinking about you?
And many of you out there can bear witness to what I'm saying. Don't you get texts in the morning from your Negro friends where they done discovered more evidence of racism that's being planted on their TikTok timeline, Reels timeline, and Instagram timeline by the Democrats to keep you perennially angry. Folks, what I'm suggesting we do here in Mississippi and Jackson, screw those folks. Let us form another coalition of doers. Those are complainers. They're never going to be happy. It doesn't make a difference what resource you give them. They're going to screw it up. If you give them sand to sell, they'll run out of sand. They'll screw that up. Come back. Oh, man, I don't know what happened to all that sand, man. It's a waste of time. Let those of us who understand how to pull us together, let us do it. And for those of you who have a ministry laid on your heart to help the less fortunate, God bless, there'll be more to go around if we band together and work as common sense folks to fix the city of Jackson. All these black for a living, these angry Negroes, the ones who all, let me give you an example. If some entity, whoever it might be, George Soros or the federal government, the state government, anybody, decide we're going to make $10 million available to the city of Jackson in the form of a grant, a loan, a giveaway, or whatever, to fix the Jackson streetlights, you know what would happen? The same and usual suspects get to screaming about, you need to have minority contractors from the city of Jackson do the work. Well, where the hell y'all at now? See, this is going to be my criteria. So you want to come in here with the minority contractor crap, and you saw all these blinking lights out here. Did none of them fools have any expertise in replacing water meters when they did that contract? Now they're a bad business man. They put the meters in bass-ackwards and upside down. How you do that? That requires some tomfoolery. Negro tomfoolery. So watch it. Write it in blood. If I became mayor and I said, now we got X number of dollars here to fix the traffic lights. then everybody and their mama is a businessman who can fix traffic lights. They even put their resume and their application in with a picture of them screwing in a light bulb. No, we ain't buying it, bro. If you can't step up and help out right now, when we down to our last nickel, then don't, when we come up, don't be saying, no, no, you need to shit. No, no. You didn't lift a hand to help the citizens of Jackson, and now you want them to give you extra, give me an extra few points on this contract so I can. No, we ain't doing that. You should have stepped up. Am I wrong? Our number, 601-879-0002. My friend, Mobile Bob. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's up?
Yeah, that man definitely hit it on the head.
Yeah, ain't nobody sitting up worrying about me other than maybe getting robbed, but ain't nobody thinking about us, man.
Yeah, they spend, it's always thought that black people spend way too much time believing that every white person in America does nothing but go home every night and to come up with ways to make their lives, black people's lives, miserable the next day.
Silly.
And the same for cops. Cops do the same thing. They go,
right.
White cops especially. But all cops now, yeah, it used to be just the white cops. Now they include the black cops in that now.
Mm-hmm.
Do nothing but go home every night as to what black guys, dreaming about the black guy they're going to gun down tomorrow. And with, what, 90-odd shots at the latest one, what they claim?
Right, right. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's all they do.
It's gotten old, man. I mean, my thing is, dude, let us who know better do better and just leave these people to their own devices. When they get tired of sitting there in their own pile of boo-boo, then they'll get up and do something. If not, then they can just sit there. That has nothing to do with us. This is America. You can, if the bums can decide to drop out of society and do nothing with their lives, if these people want to spend the rest of their lives doing nothing, getting nothing accomplished, fine. I don't feel... Don't feel bad for you. Don't feel sorry. I just look at it. You're a grown man who decided to take that course of action. I wouldn't recommend it, but, hey, you do you. Just don't ask me to pay for it.
Yeah, I heard Larry Elder say the same thing years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 20-odd years ago, Larry Elder said the same thing. they don't think about you at all.
Right.
They really don't care about your life, which they shouldn't. It's not their business. It's not their responsibility to care about your life,
right,
or what's going on with you. I think that movie, the American Society for Magical Negroes.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the scenes in it was the guy said, yeah, I don't know how you feel uncomfortable when you're in a room full of white people. As if, okay, how is it they're racist because you feel uncomfortable?
Hello?
Because in your mind, you're thinking they're doing nothing but looking at you.
You know what? And I get that all the time, and I hear this all the time about, you know, I was the only black in the room. So? You don't know how to act? it's just like, oh, you know, well, then why didn't see nobody that looked like us, looked like me? But you saw the human beings? I mean, black people are trying to pull this crap. Oh, you don't understand the black. Bro, please. It ain't that. Look, it ain't that complicated. All you got to do is watch the first 5 minutes of the news. What else I need to know? Run! Save yourselves! Oh, my God.
like what Scott Allen said.
It's a time
projecting. Waster. They project onto white people attitudes and then convince themselves that is the attitude. Every time you've seen a black person say, oh, look at her. Yeah, but she said, that N-word don't need to be here.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know what that woman was thinking? And how do you know if you projected something in her mind and you believe it's true because you projected it? That's what they do all the time, right? So many times. It's like, you don't know what they're thinking. You don't know the reason why they're, the motivation behind what the action that they're doing if they don't tell you.
Did you see the Jason Whitlock... He was talking about, who was that girl that was on Club Shay Shay with Shannon Sharp? She was a child actress. Oh, what was her name? Oh, she was on there. She's 42 years old. She gets on there and says, now she went, she was one of those Disney kids. You know, she was on one of those, like Raven was, you know, Raven Simone was on one of those kid shows with Disney. So she had, you know, she had a good career, made a lot of money or whatever as a child actor. And she's 42 years old and she's on there trying to pretend. And this is what gets me about these folks trying to, I call them these yellow mellow Mandelas. You know, they try and act like they so black that they walked across the Edmund Pettus Bridge by themselves and took all the blows. She's on there saying that when she was 9 years old on the auditioning for Nickelodeon, she said that one of the girls, one of the kids, said she shouldn't be there because she was the end of all this. And Shannon Sharpe said, that was 32 years ago. What are you...
Shannon Sharpe said that?
Yeah,
he said, played the race card too, but yeah. I guess he decided that was just ridiculous. Huh?
Well, he did play it with Candace. He did join in on Dropping Salt on Candace. But the point is, I've been saying this, there's something going on with these young blacks between, say, 35 and 55, many of them towards that mid-range. They feel like they just got to overly compensate for their blackness, and they didn't have the best that America has to offer. They ain't experienced no race, and they make it a... Jason Whitlock said, now, wait a minute now. So you can't excuse a 9 or 10 year old kid who probably heard it from their parents or wherever, and they're repeating something that they heard, and you all upset about that. But you want to make excuses for grown adults who do. Folks, I keep telling you, black folks, we're full of crap. And all we're doing is wasting time, resources, opportunity, money, and our kids' lives. I'm not for it. I don't think it's cute. And I'm four square against what you're doing. And whatever it takes to extricate our kids from your clutches, I intend to do. Break it up at the door.
Exactly. I guess that even happened, what you said happened.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, okay, so why's that got to haunt you forever?
Right.
Well, if a black person can call you anything under the sun and you forget about it the next day.
Oh, she's in therapy for it.
A white person say something, it's haunt you forever.
She's in therapy for it. I said, these people are just full of themselves. And this is why I'm going to be playing this clip randomly going forward, because we need to hear it. Man, ain't nobody thinking about it. Other than know that people just say, man, y'all doing some stupid stuff over there. You just can't figure it out. And this is why I keep saying, bro, you're under no obligation. Man, go coach soccer for your kids. I mean, go play golf. You're wasting your time. You got grown folks who won't take counsel. They do things bass-ackwards, upside down, and then they want somebody to come in and bail them out. No. You're going to have to comport yourself to the reality that you're not the smartest person in the world. In fact, you're not smart at all. You're doing stuff stupidly, and then you want everybody else to subsidize. And no, we're not doing that anymore. And I'm going to be four square about it. I'm just saying, for those who want to go in a different direction, let's go. But we don't owe these people who won't do their best. They won't take the opportunities to make things better. All they want is to make sure that their paycheck is not jeopardized. We're not doing that anymore. Not like that.
Well, like with the latest incident with this, this wannabe latest George Floyd they're trying to bring up. Here, this woman sees her son, video her son shooting out at a cop. Mm-hmm. And it's still, he was this innocent angel that the cops just gunned down for no reason. They ain't got to shoot him 90-something times. They're supposed to all sit back and count each other's bullets while guns are firing. Yeah, that's how it's supposed to work. No, he could have, if he had done, he was supposed to have instead of saying, don't roll up the window. Meaning, when they're trained, if they roll up the window, they're probably bringing out heat. And sure enough, that's what he did. But somehow, it's the cop's fault. And it's racism, and his mother passing out, and all this other crap. And he's probably going to pay our money anyway, because that's what they do.
Right. Well, I don't know. My thoughts are, just give me plausible deniability, and we'll break it up at the door. I don't want anybody abused, but I don't want these people out here on the streets abusing everybody else and then want to cry like the, you know, being arrested for singing too loud in the choir. I don't want to hear that crap. You know, you want to be a heavyweight, you want to be a bad boy, we can accommodate you. We jail bad boys too. Absolutely. All right, Mobile, look like we come up.
Who's the guy that you played the tape on? Who's he?
Oh, I'll send it to you.
Okay, thanks.
All right, we'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. I am dedicated to bringing this message. It's not a popular, but you know the reason why it's not popular? It's because nobody's been willing to broker. Nobody's been willing to say, hey, you know what? This is the problem. We wish better for you, but you don't wish better for yourself. And we no longer have the resources to keep indulging the fantasies that you're living. You're delusional. And many people don't want to hear that. But we're wasting a lot of time and resources on this stuff. America, we pay enough taxes to fix the problems that the American country, the people of America has, the country has. We just got people who have commandeered that income stream towards themselves and their insane ideals. This is why I will be forever a fighter for the freedoms that we were bequeathed, that we inherited. And I'm going to do so unapologetically. I think the black community collectively that we're wrong in our approach. The approach that we're taking in 2024 has reached a point of diminishing returns. There's no reason to keep doing this other than the people. A certain group of people are benefiting personally at the expense of all the rest of us. They're wasting our money all up and down the food chain. I'm concerned with Jackson at this particular case, in this particular case. Chokwe doesn't have a right to go out and do what he's doing on behalf of the rest of us to our detriment. These lawyers, people with law degrees, some of the stuff that you guys are doing in our name or not doing, we can always find some lawyers who are willing to sue for all the things that God say don't do, but we can't find many who will sue on behalf of what God wants us to do. And oftentimes when you do see that, it's some white lawyers. Don't get me wrong, I'm saying legal groups from the East Coast in Alabama have screwed up our lives with their well-intentioned, good intentions. But we need some men and women to say, hey, Hoss, no, we're not doing that here. We don't want that lawsuit brought on our behalf. I want somebody to tell me this white woman who's the lawyer for this poor people advocacy program. So what makes her so special? Now, all the white folks that I deal with, my Christian patriots and rednecks friends, oh, we got to get a special pass for them. But she automatically get props because she got poor people advocacy in front of her name. Oh, no. Hell to the no. We're not buying your crap no more like this, Hoss. Now, she's coming in here with this poor people advocacy, and she's supposed to have all this scientific legal work and stuff showing how to do the Jackson Water. Where were you for the last 30 years? But because she's white and she's liberal, she gets a pass. Hell to the no. It ain't personal. Everybody gets scrutinized. Not because she's liberal, but because black folks are passing out passes like they shop at the good white folks store. Oh, everybody in here good, dog. Everybody. It's like Dollar General with a smile. No, I ain't buying that. The group that helped get the refunding, a new funding formula for MAAP, or what was formerly MAAP, they've been fighting for education here in this state for years. Where was this woman? Where was the NAACP? No, we're going to decide just who are our friends. They may be our friends on one issue, but on another, wait a minute, Hoss, no, we're not doing this. But you find too many black men won't even say anything. And yet they want to talk about, oh, you a coon. Bro, you better produce some results. So if you think that I'm hostile to black business, no, I ain't. I want to know where you guys springing the length of your chain to fix these traffic lights. We all these black engineers, electrical engineers, we done graduated from Mississippi State, Jackson State, and all the other states around here, and we can't get nobody to fix the damn lights? And more than likely, all this stuff is modular. It's just a matter of swapping out parts. If they got a software problem, I know we got some people who can do software. Where are all these people? But they all come out of the woodwork talking about we got to have minority contractors. Ain't enough. So what is stopping minority contractors from applying for the jobs that are Jackson Water's already putting contracts out for? Because I'm going to just tell you now, you are wasting, listen to me, you are wasting your time. If you come to me in a Kim Wade administration and say, we're not getting enough contract, okay, so what contract did you apply for? So you ain't even applied for the damn contract. Oh, see, Hoss, you going to grow up. Now, you ain't going to be running around here talking about how you ready for prime time. I got a master's degree, a PhD in engineering. Okay, so why can't you put the why don't you put an offer in? We're not doing all, no, you guys going to grow up. And here's the reason why. Because we're going to make Jackson a destination point. I ain't talking about for criminals. But for people who come down here who want to enjoy Jackson, Mississippi and have things to do, we're not going to keep doing your crap. I don't give a, listen to me. Listen to me. I don't care how, I don't care if you black as Dr. King's dress shoes. I don't care if you go all the way back to soot to show how black you are. I don't care. I want to know why didn't you put an offer in to fix the traffic lights, Mr. Black man, Mr. Asian man, Mr. Gay man, or gender woman, or whatever. Why didn't you put one in? But you want Ted Hennepin to cut out a special a contract for you, just for you? It ain't happening, Hoss. And for all you blacks out there who are mad at me for saying these things, guess what? Don't bid. We'll get some white folks in there who will bid and get the damn job done. And everybody will be happy. And you'll be sitting out there with your lips pooched out like you're smuggling moon pies. And I still won't care. Because we didn't have to get here. You had 40 years to do a good job and make us proud. And you did a half slipshod, semi-chaotic. We're not putting up with it anymore. We don't have to. And we ain't giving you no more explanations. You can't tell us why things ain't working. Was this your plan? To screw things up and just get you a paycheck and leave things halfway screwed up? Do y'all ever see a city of Jackson other than the folks out there blowing out the pipes, the sewer lines and things like that? Do you see any other city of Jackson employees working other than throwing out some asphalt out the back with a shovel? Do you see them working out there with the machines? What happened to them? All that stuff got sold to the pawn shop. Ask Kenny Stokes about that. Say, Kenny, what happened to all the equipment? Ask Stamps about that. See, everybody act like they don't know what happened. They act like, oh, man, white man snuck in and he stole it. That thing is all over Rankin County. Y'all too weak, man. I'm sorry. You too weak. And y'all know I can't stand a weak man. And I damn sure can't stand a man, particularly a black man, talking about somebody don't like him. I want to just smack you in your mouth. You know them folks don't like us. How old are you? I'm 52. Bow! Like a gunshot across your face. Aren't y'all tired of these weak black men? They all down on the steps, pulling their coat up, looking all important. Always got something going on the steps of the city hall or the state capitol, but ain't nothing getting done. All those things is just to let everybody know that they upset. Ain't got no plan. No workable plan. I'm tired of that, man. People ask me, Kim, what are your qualifications? I ain't got none. I'm just not them. I ain't going to do that stupid stuff. And I ain't going to let Negro mess grow up over like kudzu all over the city. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. Hey, don't forget, Rebel Ace Hardware still has the great deal on Gravely. Zero turns, $1,400 off. Folks, you need to check it out. It'll be extended until tomorrow. So closing day tomorrow, the great deals that everybody's been taking advantage of. Folks, it's going to go away for a few days. I don't know when the next one's going to come. And the cutting season is upon us. Be ye ready. Gravely, folks, it's a friend of those who want to get things done fast, quick, and in a hurry. And it can be had in any of the Rebel Ace Hardware locations, the great deals. So check it out today. Rebel Ace Hardware, tomorrow, the 30th, is the last day of the savings that have been in effect since last week. And, of course, they had the tax-free holiday and the whole nine yards. But the savings continues on. Gravely and Rebel Ace. All right, let's go to Chris, who I appreciate holding. Chris.
Mr. Wade, Brother Wade, how you just looking?
How you doing, my friend?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Hey, you know Bob was talking Mobile and all, and y'all, that was just a great dialogue you just throwed out. I actually went somewhere Saturday to a new place I hadn't been before, and I'm going back. But we was there having a conversation going on. Everybody's going on, music's playing. I meet some Democrats, which I don't know if they're Democrats or not. They're good men. But I'm meeting there and there, and I dropped an M-bomb in a good way. And he got quiet for a minute. The dude looked at me, you know, and he went talking. I'm like, dude, is this not a free country? He would. I said, and I explained to him, I said, dude, if that were so bad, we're listening to songs and steadily playing it. I said, are you a Christian? Do you believe in Christ? He said, what do you mean? I said, do you believe in Christ? He said, yeah. I said, I done heard GD 100 times up in here. I said, that offends me to hear somebody cuss my Lord and Savior.
Right.
And we got to talking back and forth. I said, dude, if that were so bad, it shouldn't be playing on the music. And I said, did I say it to you? Did I say it towards you? Did I say it? I said, if I did, I apologize. I wasn't trying to say it in nothing that way. Cam, I made three new friends that night. Because we sat down, I said, that's what's going on in this country right now. I said, dude, I'm not white. I'm a lesbian trapped in a black man's body. Been that for 20-something years. But we had a good time. But, you know, it's just like, you know, it's just like what I was telling dude. I said, dude, it's coming over the speakers. How's this country got, you know, he was from Crystal Springs. And we actually, like I said, we shook hands and everything 2 hours later talking, you know, just having dialogue. And I said, that's what's going on right now. They're trying to look what's going on with these colleges right now up there. They need to go over and knock them upside the head because they think they're privileged. You know, with the Palestine, you know, Columbia and stuff, and in Texas, they're not going to put up with it. But and that's what I was talking to the dude. Like I said, I made three new friends that night. Because we just weren't having a good time talking. I'm like, dude, I wasn't trying to say it. I mean, but we're sitting here hearing over the loudspeaker. I know I'm probably going to, what's his name? Will I am, Snowball.
Yeah.
But whose word is that anyway? If you go back, and that's what we got to talk about, because that word comes from workers, and we went talking to history. So go back and read on that stuff and everything, dude.
Right.
Because that's what I told him. I don't care what you call me, as long as you don't call me late for supper. I could care less.
You know, and what you experience is what I'm hinging the effort, campaign effort on, that there are people out there who don't walk around with all that anger in them. It's just like when he heard you say that, he felt like he had to respond. He had to be angry. He had to have his hackles up. And then when you talked with him further, he calmed down. And most people are like that. It's just that, like I said before, the TikTok and Instagram, they're feeding this stuff into these people's consciousness every morning when they click online and start their day. It's just one thing. But if you deal with folks one-on-one, that's not the way most people are.
And that was the thing, Cam, because he saw me. I got my look, shaved head and all, and I got one of the shirts on, kill them all at God, sort them out kind of thing. We can roll. I don't care. Yeah. I'm ready to go meet my Jesus. But, you know, like I said, that's what I told him. If I said something that offended you in the wrong way, I did not say that towards you, and I did not say that in a bad way towards you. Listen to what's playing on the radio right here.
Right.
With the jukebox. I said, I mean, is that a word that I cannot use? Because if that's so, I don't want to hear GE no more up in here.
Right.
Well, you know, and we sit down, like you just saying, Kim, I mean, look, where did that come up? Because like you just saying, they're brainwashing people. And that's what I told him. I don't know you nothing. You don't owe me that. That's what I told him. I said, me and you's getting a knockdown drag out right now. The better man's going to walk away, or we both going to walk away, the lesser man. But if I see you sitting on the side of the road in the morning, broke down, you know what I'm going to do? He's what? I said, I'm going to stop and help you out, because that was yesterday. I don't hold grudges.
Right.
Because that's what my Christ teaches me.
Well,
and like I said, when we sat there, and 2 hours later, dude, I got to go home. But I'll tell you, I'm coming back. I want to come back, you know, because, you know, that's what I'm saying. That's what's going on with everybody. Everybody's scared to talk. I mean, that I not have a opinion feel like I do. You have your opinion feel like you do. And like I've told you, I come to your house, I don't drink Pepsi. That's all you got. You know what I'm going to sit down and drink? Mm-hmm. I'm going to drink a Pepsi with you.
Right.
I'm at your house.
Folks, that's just good old-fashioned home training and common sense. And we're allowing all these other things to distract us. This is why I said those of us who know better, we have to do better. We just have to stand stout. And a lot of these folks are delusional. Some of them are absolutely insane. And we don't need to be indulging these people's delusion and their insanity. We're willing to get them some help, but we're not going to let them dictate, you know, how this thing is going to go. We're not going to put the...
All right, Tim, we sat there and started talking about music and started talking about other stuff that we all was brought up on across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are they dividing us? Why are they trying to divide us to get our attention off to flood the country? Like I said, I love what you've done there. It was just, we actually got into some real good conversations and stuff. That's what I was saying. We're just expressing that we ain't up here. We come out here to have a good time. Why should I be coming up here to walk on eggshells? That's where I can sit at the house.
Yeah. Well,
it was a real blessing and a great, it was just a good experience. I mean, that's what's wrong with everybody now.
Well, you're not going to have me, you're not going to tell me that I got to respect who you think you are, and then you can't give me no props. No, Hoss, I tell you what, you need to keep it moving. You don't have to say anything to me. But, you know, you 6'6", 300 pounds, walking around here with these pumps on, you're about to break your ankle, and I'm supposed to pretend like you a woman? Man, please. No.
If you ask me out for a date, I'm supposed to take you out. Nah, I don't think so, man. All right, Brother Kim, be safe, man.
All right, brother, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, the final few minutes, second hour of the Kim Wade Show. I want to remind you, 2-Gun Tactical, 667 Casey Lane in Flowood. Folks, the new location, they got the signs up. Parking lot's been cleaned off. They're over there polishing the doors. I think we're really close to the grand opening. I can't wait. 2GunTactical.com, where you can go and check out the website and check out the classes that are course offerings. And, of course, they'll be having course offerings at both locations. So get in where you fit in right now. And don't forget, gift certificates, gift cards for Mother's Day for the gift of training. Or a cash card where you can get a firearm if they want to pick out one that they want. Or if they have one that they never shot before, take the class. Get them a gift certificate of that class. It's $100. They'll appreciate it. Matter of fact, many ladies have gone on to become shooters, really enjoying the art of gun handling, gun ownership, carrying guns, etc. And I don't know if you saw the video coming out of Memphis. There was four guys got out there with long rifles, and they were shooting up this house. I mean, the Ring camera caught them. They were just all across these people. They weren't shooting at the house where the Ring camera was. They were shooting at the house next door, I guess. I mean, dude, I'm telling you, this is going to get crazy. Our government is taking their hands off the wheel. There's no first responder if you're not the first responder. You're on your own. And they're bringing in more and more people every year who don't care, who come from war-torn countries, countries where drug cartels hang you from bridges and decapitate you and all that. Son, this is a different animal they're bringing in. And I don't think the average American is really aware just how much danger they're going to be in if they're unarmed. So my suggestion, humbly submit it, is that you get you some firearm training. Go to 2-Gun Tactical, get you some training. Try to get at least 2 classes a year. There's a lot of good places out there where you can practice, but you definitely need to get your practice in and don't get caught lacking, as they say, all right? And as you can see, the government is only concerned about themselves. They're stealing money out as fast as they can get their hands on it. They don't care for you. You are your first responder. You're your first responder, brother. 2GunTactical.com. And again, $30 for range time, extra 15 for your partner. And that's a lot of shooting time, okay? And so at the new gun range, you'll be able to shoot your long rifles up in there. And I think you're going to enjoy it. I think you're really, really going to enjoy it. 2GunTactical.com. All right, folks, we come to the end of our show. And remember, ain't nobody thinking about you. I don't care. White folks ain't thinking about black folks. Black folks ain't thinking. Well, black folks do think about white folks. They think everything's racism. I happen to be one that's a waste of time. I'm interested in pairing up people who want to make Jackson work. You get a black person and a white person together, they can do some things. You get two black people together, in a couple of years, they're going to be fighting each other. That's just been my experience. Now, if you're talking about some criminal activity, oh, they'll stay together forever. But just doing right, got to drag them kicking and screaming. I wish it wasn't like that. But anyway, we're going to be playing it more and more, whether you want to hear it or not. See you on the radio. Peace.
White folks are not thinking about us. You know who white folks are thinking about? They're thinking